Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. He is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, the Commanders get the news they've been waiting for. I was looking at Kyler Murray's outfit that you mentioned from week one. Not to retread on it, but it is not a good look. At some point, if you're going to dress in a particular way, don't you need to have someone that says, you know what? I don't know about this look. Maybe, and this thing is, my favorite comment was, he's a walking laboo-boo. That was pretty funny. Like, there's a lot of good comments. But he's just a short little guy wearing these little, I mean, everything's little, but these shorts, wispy shorts that are just below the knee, and they make him look smaller than he actually is. You need to have someone in your corner just to check you from time to time and say, this isn't a go here. We should do something else.
Well, yeah, you would think that. And then he pulled out his week two outfit and it was a Michael Vick jersey and he's sitting there with his pit bull. So, like, clearly there's nobody in his corner, James.
Yeah.
But I remember when this used to be a thing. Like, remember when tall tees used to be a trend? Like, I don't know, like, what geographical area you were, like, during this time of tall tees. But, like, I was almost a minority at my high school. So, like, this was a big thing. And so they would wear those jeans that were like super, super baggy. And they would have this cut like Kyler Murray is wearing where it looks like they have no legs. Like, I don't know why the style was to make it look like you have really, really short legs. But like, this is what guys did like at my high school. And it was a terrible look. I don't know why you were trying to hide your body that much, but it was like you looked like a cartoon character. Because the tees were so long, and it like we had to have these banned from our school because so many people were wearing them, and you couldn't tell what guys had in their pockets. Needless to say, we had a metal detector at my school. But yeah, not one of those trends that I think need reliving.
Oh man, I've got a picture in my senior yearbook, and it's a full length picture. I think I won like best all around or something. So me and the girl who also won the award had to pose next to each other outdoors, like next to a tree or something. And it's a full-length outfit. Oh, let me tell you, it's a long-sleeve, button-down shirt, flowers. I've got it buttoned all the way to the top. And then I've got pleated jeans on with, like, a high waist.
Ooh.
Like, it's... And I believe... I believe the jeans are cuffed as well. I mean, it's a tough... It's a tough early 90s look. And, I mean, of course, I look like a baby. And that's... You get the full-length shot. And I look back at that, and I go, oof. That was definitely an era right there.
The crazy part is a lot of these styles are coming back into fashion. Like, if you go to Target, you get PTSD. You're like, what are we doing? Why are we selling these type of clothes again? These were not good styles then, and they're not good styles now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Some styles I like coming back because I feel like some styles are kind of timeless and kitschy and cool. But then some, you're like, this should have died in this particular era, you know. But if anyone's going to bring him back, it's Kyler Murray. Let's stay in the NFL. And before we get to the Commanders, good news yesterday, which we will talk about. And you know what? Good news all around. Because we know that Cardi B and Stephon Diggs were a big thing. You know, what was it? A few months ago, Memorial Day, they're out on a boat. Stephon's handing out that pink powder. That was a distraction. And then they got really quiet. We didn't know what was going on with the two. But yesterday on CBS, Cardi B revealed some huge news.
Well, yes. I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number four for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man, we're very supportive of each other.
Well, this is great. If you were worried about the status of their relationship, they're back on and they're having a baby. Good news for the Bills who play tonight.
I didn't know that she already had three kids. Like, I knew she had some babies, but I didn't know she had that many. But I know people are speculating because I think her tour starts in February. But here's my takeaway from this is that if you are looking for a celebrity couple to, you know, root for in the Super Bowl, do you dump Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and say, oh, the Chiefs are done, they're not going to be in the Super Bowl? Maybe Taylor plays, but like her boyfriend's not going to be there, or her fiance is not going to be there. So do you go to Stefan Diggs and Cardi B?
Maybe. Maybe there's a new rule where whoever's playing the Super Bowl, they would have to, of course, make this decision late. You have to have a fiance, wife, partner of someone playing in the Super Bowl so there's a connection. And you know what? You might end up with someone who can't learn to perform. Might be a bad show, but it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if the Patriots make it there. but Drake May has looked improved.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, I had this thought yesterday, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I still feel like the number one power couple when it comes to entertainment is still Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, as far as, like, net worth and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, is Travis Kelce on that level yet? Because it's wild to think, like, because Travis Kelce is in our bubble of sports, and obviously he is a main character, but when it comes to, like, actual money-making, like, Jay-Z still is, like, worlds above, right?
Oh, he's a billionaire, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, Jay-Z's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. I mean, Taylor is too, but Jay-Z's, you know, billionaire with a B. Travis Kelce's not a billionaire. I mean, Jay-Z is definitely more worldwide. Yeah.
It's weird because now I just have it ingrained in my mind that like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are the number one power couple, but maybe it's like due to fame because like fame goes into it too.
Oh,
like, I'm sure there's like some power couple out there that like I've never heard of that like have won Nobel Prizes, but I'm like, yeah, but are they on the cover of People magazine?
Right.
So it's, I guess it depends on your definition.
Right. I mean, certainly Travis and Taylor are like the it couple of the moment, but overall, if we're talking about real power, probably Beyonce and Jay-Z if we're talking about power. Because Travis has power within the sports space, but outside of that, maybe he loses a little bit of power. Jay-Z is kind of in everything, music, sports, whatever, with his empire.
He's an agent, right?
Yeah.
Or an agency for sports.
Between he and Queen Bee, I mean, that's hard to top. Also hard to top, the news here in D.C. It's official. The Commanders are returning to the RFK Stadium site. So the D.C. City Council voting yesterday 11-2 to make it official. There were some unworkable clauses, as they call them, in the last minute ahead of the vote. So one of the things that was included as part of the final vote, which eventually got eradicated, was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, if the Commanders don't meet the timeline for creating housing at this site, then it's a $10 million penalty. And so the Commander said, you know, some of these last-minute additions, these clauses are, they're just untenable. So those were removed, the vote went through, and now the Commanders can officially move forward with a
domed stadium, which they are hoping to complete in 2030. Commanders owner Josh Harris saying this, we can now move forward on the transformative RFK project that will bring lasting economic growth for our city. We are deeply grateful for the warm return to the district and the center of the DMV. We look forward to bringing the team back to its spiritual home in 2030. We knew this was going to happen, but to have it official is really exciting because you never know in politics. Things can kind of fall apart at the last second. They did not here, and now the burgundy and gold coming back to D.C. as it should be, and this is, man, the perfect site. RFK was the perfect site, and it will be again. It's exciting.
Yeah, and obviously you have a background in this because you live in D.C., you cover the Commanders. So it feels stupid for me to be like, this is a big deal to the city. I don't live in D.C. So, Jenks, you tell us, why is this a big deal?
It's a huge deal because when they say the spiritual home of this team, that's really the perfect way to put it. And yes, they've been in Landover. They've been in Maryland. If you've been to Landover, it's nothing personal. There's just nothing there. There's just nothing there. And it's not D.C. It's not D.C. Virginia is not D.C. Maryland is not D.C. And yes, they're the DMV together. But having this stadium in the District of Columbia makes it feel right. Like, this is where the Commanders, and before being the Redskins, became a juggernaut, where they created the vast majority of their history, where they won Super Bowls, where people have amazing memories, where you look back on the old NFL films reels and fans are bouncing in the stands. That was one of the famous attributes of the original RFK. You know, a loud, incredible atmosphere where this team was the real heartbeat of the city. So I feel like the city losing that and the team losing that sort of just took away something that was so very important and inherent when you looked at the history of this franchise. So for it to come back here is exactly where they should be. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and even from an outsider perspective, I feel like the stadium experiences that I like the most are the ones that are like right downtown, or they have like elements of the city in them. You know, when you look at the Steelers stadium and you like see all the landmarks, you know, of Pittsburgh, and even like the Philly stadium, where it's the Eagles and the Phillies, and I think like maybe the basketball arena is close too. Like, it just has this like cool aura. Like, isn't that the catchphrase that like kids are using these days? Like, the vibes are good. When you have a stadium that's right downtown, you can walk to the game, you can walk to the bars afterwards. That's why I feel like a lot of people like coming to Titans games, because you walk right across the bridge and it's Broadway. And they're like, okay, seamless experience. Once we beat the brakes off the Titans, we can go down to Broadway and drink a bunch. So a lot of people make this like a destination, you know, because they're like, oh, we'll go see the Bills play in Nashville so we can go drink. So I think it's just one of those things that adds to the game day experience.
Oh, sure. And in here in D.C., like right down the street here, I was here yesterday, it's a 10-minute drive tops. I mean, if you exclude rush hour, from where I live. Like, Nats Park is right here. You can get off the metro and you're right here. And then you've got right downtown. The Caps and the Wizards play at Capital One Arena, and now you get the Commanders back in D.C., so now you have all the teams right here in the district. So I think it's huge, and I love when a new stadium is born, because I love looking at the architecture and the planning and how it changes over time. And also, this is huge because they're going to build a stadium with the idea of, hey, we can host the Women's World Cup, we can host the Final Four, and potentially we can host a Super Bowl. So that will be massive for the city as well. And that's the one thing that was never going to happen at Northwest Stadium. It's just not built for it. And frankly, while it's a nice temporary home, it's not a great stadium at all, especially if you compare it to other NFL stadiums.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to go there for the college football playoff.
No.
Like, you know, you have to make it a little bit more palatable, and especially because the bar is always being raised. Because I go to Titans games, and the stadium's just fine. And then you go to, like, other stadiums, you're like, whoa, this is a different stratosphere. It's like, you know, if your home hasn't been renovated in 30 years, you're like, oh, this is a functional home. Then you go into, like, a new home, you're like, what does this refrigerator do? And it has all these different functions. So it's like when you have, like, the Jerry Worlds, and you have even, like, the Viking Stadium during, like, that primetime game, that one looks really cool. Have you been to Minnesota's new stadium?
I have not, and it does look awesome. Like, it's amazing. It's gorgeous, yeah. And also, remember, Denton, you'll remember this. A few years ago, when Dan Snyder owned the team, they released these images of a potential new stadium and what it would look like. I can see his reaction. And these drawings had, I swear to God, a moat around the stadium. And there was a dude like surfing in the water. A perfect encapsulation of the Dan Snyder era. Like, is there...
That's a great shot.
It was so bad.
He was surfing.
It was posted, and like I was in high school, and I was like, "Where's he getting water from? There's no water around." It was so bad.
You know what people in DC love? They love politics and surfing. It's a huge surfing community.
But, like, it doesn't even make sense with the mascot. Because if it was, it would be one thing if they were, like, the DC Knights or something. Like, hey, let's put a drawbridge in a moat.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense. Like, the Commanders. Or it was not even the Commanders back then.
It was the Redskins.
Wasn't it the Redskins?
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't make sense. Jenks, have you seen these pictures floating around on TikTok of the AI-generated stadium?
Yes,
where
I have.
Those are so cool, but AI is like ruining people's expectations. They're like,
right.
What do you mean we can't have like a 300-foot tiger,
right.
You know, at the Bengal Stadium? It's like some of these things are cool, but like in reality, like you can't have plants just growing all over the stadium.
Right.
It's just not sustainable.
Totally. And people are like, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this?
I'm like, because well, it's hard.
You can't.
It's expensive.
Have you seen, the Ravens Stadium was amazing. It was like this dark castle,
yeah,
and
gothic.
Super black. It was, and then the Dolphins, mm-hmm. they were like in an aquarium, essentially. I'm like, yeah, it looks really
yeah.
cool. Do you know the logistics of trying to keep up like a stadium size aquarium? Oh, you just
right.
can't do it. You know, it's not practical. But yes, it's ruining our expectations. They were really cool. I liked a couple of those just so they would pop back up on my feed again. But those were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why you can't take inspiration from those.
Sure.
But like these stadiums are already costing like $1 billion. So
right.
they're like, hey, how much for live plants covering the entire ceiling? They're like, hey, a little over budget.
Yeah, and like the Niners stadium is like a massive like wagon carrying like
Crane.
Gold or something. And I'm like, that thing's got to be like 200 feet tall or something stupid. You just can't do it. Great, great AI images, though. Coming up next on the show, before week 3 officially begins, we will see how our rankings have shifted. It's on the Daily Tip next. Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.